whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.
He will have what? Whatever. Whatever. Let's get that in our mind. We don't need to get a PhD to understand it. It says, do you believe the word of God? Then that's what it says. You don't need no interpretation here. It says you will have whatever you say. Because what you're saying is coming from somewhere. You know, it's coming from somewhere.
And the faith is in God. It doesn't say have faith in yourself.
Yeah.
It says have faith in God. It doesn't say have faith in your previous accomplishments. It says have faith in God.
Yeah. And when you have faith in God, when you have the God kind of faith, when you speak, you will see it. Because when God speak or he spoke, he saw. Let there be light. Okay? And God saw. Jesus says to the fig tree, let no man eat up from you ever again. And he saw it. So you see how powerful words are? We will have whatever we say. So hear what we said. Fantastic Thursday.
Thankful Thursday.
Yes. I am grateful to be alive in this Thursday. I am going to do something good this day. I am going to make my day count this Thursday. I am going to make life work this Thursday. I am not a complainer. God doesn't like complainers, my friend.
They say praisers reign, praise, and complainers remain.
Yes.
Praisers raise, and complainers remain.
Yeah, so let's assassinate, let's assassinate the spirit of what? Complaining. And let's cherish the spirit of gratitude. There's a difference between complaining and gratitude. What God wants from us is not complaining. He wants us to have a heart of gratitude. Oh, successful. Those who are successful are those who possess the spirit of gratitude, a heart of gratitude. Lord, I thank you. Lord, this is your day. That's why we come here every day. And that's what we say the first day. This is the day. We are grateful. We are so grateful for the goodness of God. In these dark days, man, we have light. Lord, I thank you for your light. The light of God shines on my pathway. How do I know that? Because David in Psalms 119, David instructs us. David says, thy word is a lamp and a light unto my feet. David instructs us that we ought to make the word of God. It act like a lamp and unto where our feet. So we will walk in the right path. Be a studier. Every rising star is a reader. I'm going to keep saying it. Read what? Read the word of God. That's it. If you study the word of God, study. Hear what Paul says. Study to show thyself what? Approve. Approve unto who? Unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed when he rightly divide the word of truth. And you can't do that until you become a studier of the word of God.
Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then as it goes on, it says, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. Yeah. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. So there's a lot there in verses 106 to 108. He says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. But he's not saying it when things are all good. He's saying it when he's afflicted much. He's saying it when it's a offering, a freewill offering from his mouth to give thanksgiving. What does that mean? It's not coming easy. He's not in a noticeably thankful situation. So it's a freewill offering to be able to say, I praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of the affliction, to I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Because he knows if I could get back on track, the track of the word, it is a lamp to my feet. It is a light unto my path. It'll show me where to go. We got to look at the context. These happy-go-lucky scriptures, most of them were written in the place of affliction.
Yes.
They weren't written when it was all good and there was a big party going on. Most of these encouraging scriptures were written in the midst of affliction.
Yes.
It wasn't the best of times, so it was documented. No, it was in the worst of times, how the word lifted them and brought them to the next level.
That's why we say every rising star is one that reads, is one that study, is one that do research. Every rising star. Now, Diane, look at 2 Kings 23, 2-3. I'm encouraging you to become a reader of the word of God, to take time to read it and do it, okay? It's good to read it, but it's better to do it. All right, let's see if this is correct. Let's see if I'm correct.
2 Kings what?
2 Kings chapter 23.
What verse?
Verse 2, start with verse 2 to 3.
The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, and with him all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord.
Okay.
Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant.
Okay. So that's what we teach here. The only way life going to work for you is to do the word of God. Is to read it and do it. What a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because until I come to the place, Diane, that this is it. I have to read the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, after I finish reading it, I have to do it. It makes no sense. I read it and don't do it. It profits me nothing. All right? Now, let's do what I talk.
Mm-hmm.
Here's two guys. One doesn't read a word none at all. So he never opened it, the Bible. He never read it. Does he get any profit from it, from that?
No.
Here's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
He read the word of God, and he always read it, but he never does anything that he read. Does it profit him?
No.
So they both, they what?
Same.
Oh. Are you with me out there?
Yeah.
Are you with me on this Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody with me? You have to, the when it works, as we always say at celebration, the only part of the scripture that work is the part that you do. the only part of the scripture that work for you is the one that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one that you do. So back to what, you know, we back up what you just read in Psalms 119 with, see, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. The Bible does not what? Contradict itself. Throughout the Bible, it is saying the same thing. It says a different way, but it is the same truth.
And that,
Go ahead.
No, that portion of text where we're just in 2 Kings chapter 23, it's talking about Josiah.
Yeah.
And Josiah had became king after the previous generations before him, his father, his grandfather, yeah. 57 years, there were rulers that were totally against God. And that was his lineage. His physical lineage, the blood lineages was iniquity. Iniquity. That was what was before him. And here he comes now and he becomes king. And God puts a desire in his heart to rebuild the temple. Now, while they're planning to rebuild the temple, they still don't have the word of God. They still don't have the book of the law until the high priest who was in the place, the temple, which was in ruins, he gives to his runner, to Josiah's runner. He says, look, here's the book of the law. We found it. It was up under the shambles of the temple. Here's the book of the law. And then when Josiah read it, he said, oh my God. And he realized the truth that was in it. What had been hidden in shambles, what had been hidden in iniquity for generation from generation to generation. He discovered it how? In reading. Reading what? The word of God. And then that put this transformation process into place where he went so far as he dug up the bones
yeah.
of those who had did wickedness in that place. And he burnt their bones on the altar to ash because he wanted to root out every iniquity. After you have a revelation of the word of God, you will root out every iniquity in your life. You will no longer desire to have any pleasures in that area. When the word of God is rooted in you, what's already settled in heaven becomes settled in you, and you will begin to experience heaven in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Morning Breath. It is a beautiful Thursday, November 18th, and we're glad you've taken time out of your busy day to join us to get into the Word of God. That's what we do on Morning Breath. We're a drive-time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. We read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time in the Word with the Lord personally, and then we come down to the studio here at the Maranatha Campus East Coast Christian Center, read the chapter on the air, and then we talk about wherever God leads us in the chapter. My co-host today is Pastor David Gammon. How you doing, Pastor David?
I'm doing really good. I'm really excited, man. I've been enjoying some of this weather we've been having.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's been crazy.
Cool, get it?
I know,
see
right?
See what I did there? Isn't that cool?
It's been super awesome. Felt super holy. I got to bring out my jean jacket.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
I feel like every pastor in the world, we all own one jean jacket.
But I was recently in Ohio and in Colorado.
Okay.
In both places, it went down to a little over 20 degrees.
Wow.
So I've been in some really cool weather, but it was great when we came home from a lot of traveling that the weather had broken in Florida a little bit, and it was a little bit cooler. So it's felt great here.
Nice. Yeah absolutely.
Awesome. Anyway, what's going on? What tell the folks how to get involved in Morning Breath.
Man, we want you guys to jump in. This is a great personal devo, or even a small group if you guys wanted to. And how you can jump in and find out what we're doing is first anything East Coast Christian Center. Get our app.
Yep.
Get our app. It has the weekend worship experience. It has groups on it. It has events that we're doing. I'm gonna tell you some events here in a moment. But it has Morning Breath on it as well. Yeah. Also, a little known fact, it has something called Scriptures That Heal on there.
Oh.
If you hit in the media section, you'll find it real quick. And then it's just Pastor Dan reading scriptures that are healing-based scriptures. That might be for someone listening right now. But
come on.
You can find this podcast on the app. You can find it on our website. You can call the church, 321-452-1060 will get you plugged in, and all of this will get you the chapters we're going into and the chapters we've been in. And follow us on social media. We'll be able to get you hooked up that way as well. So
awesome. Yeah, man. So we got one announcement.
There are some other things going on, and as Pastor David said, you can get on our events page, either on the website or on